Hey guys, welcome back to Base Camp Devotions. This is day three, and this is called The Climb. Hey guys, so here's the truth. My dad didn't hunt, but growing up, I spent most of my after-school hours and summers exploring the mountainside behind our house in Pennsylvania. That's where I came alive. It's where I learned to hear God's voice. Out there, I didn't have to measure up to anyone. I could just be me. And in my world, I was always the best at it. I'd throw on my hiking boots, my ragged jeans, my flannel shirt. I carried a BB gun, a pocket knife, and I even wore a hand-drawn hunting license pinned to my back just to prove that I belonged out there in the wild. I may not have fit in with the jocks at school, but in the woods, I was the man, or at least in my head I was. Now, my dad, he grew up in the hills of Pennsylvania, but he wasn't a hunter like most men in our town. Instead, he was kind, gentle, wise, thoughtful, and incredibly loving. But because he didn't hunt, I missed a lot of those amazing qualities in him when I was a boy. I just didn't see them. I wouldn't come to value that side of him until many years later. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes a boy's identity gets tied up in some, well, unexpected places. I remember seeing my dad naked once when I was little. And let me tell you something, when you're a 4'6" kid and your dad is 6'4", everything about him seems, well, enormous. I actually used to tell the guys at school that my dad was, let's just say, well endowed. Why? I think I was hoping that if they believed that about him, maybe they'd believe the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Hey guys, my dad doesn't hunt, but what my dad did do, and he did it really well, was he showed up. He equipped me. He encouraged my passions. He bought me my first deer rifle when I was 13, a Remington 760 Game Master 30-06. Now, that's not exactly a beginner's gun. Most kids my age were shooting 30-30s or 243s, but not me. My rifle was a real shoulder kicker. Honestly, it was like strapping naval artillery onto a paddle boat. After the first shot, I learned fast. Before shot number two, I secretly stuffed the entire contents of a Kleenex box under my shirt for padding. But still, I was proud. I was proud of the bruise, proud of the gun, you know, proud about what it said about me. In our culture, that kind of pain was a badge of honor. It meant I was becoming a man. I was learning how to pose, and if I'm honest, it was working for me. And it felt kind of good. Over the next few years, Dad would take me hunting on some of the nastiest winter days that you can imagine. One morning, it was 18 degrees below zero with the wind chill. We got lost, and we ended up hiking nearly 5 miles through the snow. I was wearing 10-pound felt-pack boots. Each boot was 10 pounds. And at that point, those boots were probably about 25% of my total body weight. We were cold, we were hungry, and we were lost. And then, out of nowhere, we ran into Pastor Towers, the senior pastor of our church. There he was, perched high on a steep hillside, sitting on a giant boulder, rifle in hand, red and black flannel shirt tucked under a thick winter coat. I was stunned. I mean, I didn't know preachers killed stuff. I'd seen Pastor Towers singing duets with my mom in church. You know, back then, I didn't exactly associate male singers with rugged masculinity. In my immature mind, that kind of put him in the soft category. But there he was, out in the wild, braving the bitter cold, rifle slung in his arms, sitting like a warrior in the woods. It changed something in me. It was a new image of what a godly man could look like, and I liked it. I was drawn to it. My dad didn't hunt, but he sure as shooting put me around men who did, men who taught me, encouraged me, sharpened me. You see, what we believe about God often starts with what we believe about our fathers. If your father was angry, distant, or abusive, it's really easy to project that onto the image of God. You start believing that he's cold, that he's just waiting to punish you, that you're never going to be good enough for him or good enough for him to really want you. But that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. The truth, God isn't like that. God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. He says, I'm preparing a place for you because I actually want to be with you forever. God has a plan for your life, not just in eternity, but right here, right now. And he's climbing the trail with you. Base camp check-in question. How has your view of your earthly father shaped how you see God? What's one lie about God that you might need to surrender so you can start seeing the truth? Father, sometimes I confuse who you are with who my dad was or wasn't. But you are not cold, you are not distant, you are not silent. You are near, you are strong, you are for me. Help me to unlearn the lies I believed and climb with you into the truth. You're not just a father. You're the King of Angel Armies, and you fight for me. You're the fierce and faithful King who climbs with me, defends me, and calls me his own. In Jesus' name, amen.